It is your KORN News Radio Sports this Tuesday morning. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Double-A basketball tonight, a top three matchup in Sioux Falls on the girls' side as number one Brandon Valley will be at third-ranked Washington. Also, this was the second time they've tried to make this game up. Sioux Falls Lincoln hosting number two-ranked O'Gorman tonight, while the Huron girls will be at Pierre. Double-A boys tonight, number one Sioux Falls Lincoln hosting O'Gorman. Brookings will take on number two Roosevelt. Number fifth-ranked T takes on number three Harrisburg, while on number four Huron boys, they will host the Pierre Governors. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has had the final two of nearly 30 civil lawsuits against him dismissed. The lawsuits involved accusations of sexual misconduct from 27 women, mostly during massage appointments. The dismissals come just before the lawsuits were set to go to trial. Watson, who played for the Houston Texans at the time, has denied any wrongdoing, and two grand juries in Texas declined to indict him. Most of the lawsuits were settled back in 2022. Watson that year was suspended for 11 games and fined $5 million for violating the league's personal conduct policy. The attorney for Atlanta Falcons rookie linebacker James Pierce Jr. says that Pierce maintains his innocence as he faces five felony charges following his arrest near Miami on Saturday night. Pierce is charged with fleeing police after what they call a domestic dispute with WNBA player Rakia Jackson. Pierce was arrested after crashing his car. His charges include two counts of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, along with aggravated stalking. The LA Clippers continue to await the results of an NBA's investigation of a business relationship between Kawhi Leonard and a California company he had an endorsement deal with. It was last September that a report alleged that the team violated the NBA salary cap rules involving a $28 million endorsement contract between Kawhi Leonard and a now bankrupt California-based company. Leonard has denied any wrongdoing, saying he did not receive all of the money he was owed from that company. The Clippers have strongly denied that they broke any rules, and they said they welcomed the league's investigation, which is being run by an outside firm. Steph Curry, he'll sit out to All-Star Weekend in Los Angeles this week because of a troublesome right knee. He's missed the last four games for Golden State. Steph Curry still will not play tomorrow night as the Warriors are at home against San Antonio. The NBA All-Star game is this Sunday. On the floor last night, a couple of fights, one of them between Minnesota and Atlanta. Timberwolves center Naz Reid and Hawks forward Muhammad Guyan were both ejected last night after fighting early in the fourth quarter. Timberwolves would win 138-116. Julius Randle had a triple-double, 18 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. Anthony Edwards had 30 points for the Wolves. There was also a fight last night between Detroit and Charlotte. It ended up with four players being ejected. Detroit would beat Charlotte 110-104. Cade Cunningham with 33 points and 9 rebounds. That loss snapped a Hornets franchise record 9-game winning streak. Oklahoma City beat the Lakers 119-110. Oklahoma City did not have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and the Lakers did not have Luka Doncic. Also, Cleveland would rally to beat Denver 119-117. Donovan Mitchell would have two free throws with less than a second to go to win the game. Mitchell finished with 32 points. Meanwhile, in the loss for Denver, Nikola Jokic had 22 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists. He missed the game-winning three-pointer in the final seconds. And that's a look at your sports for this Tuesday, February 10th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.